guys. I hope everybody's doing well with the storm and stuff coming. It was raining so hard. I was out of my studio and I was about to paint. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna make it work tomorrow. Let me go ahead and do one last paint. I got my canvas, set it up. I put a little blue paint on there. Started out with the blue. And I was finna go orange and I was stopped. And I was like, I don't like them auburn colors. And I was like, that ain't even the same motherfucking color. People just don't even look at the shade of the blue. Just worry about the name. And I did some green. I was about to make some trees. I had the sun, I had the yellow, and I did the white trim around. And I pulled out the brown. I pulled the brown out and I was like, I bet she ain't never been open. I bet she ain't never been used. I opened the top up and then she had been open for. I can't even remember nail paint out of the head while they had that brown in there. I don't know. But I closed the top to get ready to squirt it on there, and then the flash went off. So I looked over, I'm like, these fucking cameras or something? What the fuck that was? And then, boom! The fucking thunder. I said, oh, hell no, I'm finna go in the house. And being scared of the weather is a trait that I get from my daddy. And since I done moved over 2 hours away from my family, every day the weather get bad, my dad call me. He asked me how the weather down there. I'm like, it's all right. You got your stuff. You got whatever, whatever. That's why I don't even watch the news down here. I don't even know what their local channels is. Because I don't even have to watch it. Because he going to call me and tell me what the weather. And, you know, if anything happened to him, I think what I'm going to miss the most is them fucking weather updates. They're my meteorologist. Like, with the, you know, meteorologists and everything, they just predict the weather anyway. Kind of put you on notice. Like, bitch, if in the rain out there, you need to go and get your little umbrella or whatever. But, I came in my room. I got in my bed and I was like, ooh, the night gonna be one of them nights. My anxiety level's gonna be up because I already gotta go back to work tomorrow. I said, ooh, I need my weighted blanket. I need some heavy on me. And I laid down. The lights went out. My daughter, Mom, what you say, girl, when the lights went out? Don't act like you don't know. What did you say when the lights went out? See, that's a issue I had with her. She can't never open her mouth up when she's trying to hold her mouth up. It's good and it's bad. Either she'll tell on you, or she won't tell none at all.
I got one to say.
Good job. Lord, it's over anything. But she was like, you want to say something? What you want to say?
I hope my friends be okay.
Oh, you're so nice. You don't get that from your mama. Shut up, boy. Your mama the nicest thing. But anyway,
I'm okay.
I kept it quiet. So I asked her, I say, do you need, come here, you know? Because as soon as the light went off and I heard her, I was like, I'm going to get my baby. Because I know my trigger. She come in. I said, you scared? She said, The lights are on. The only lights I got on, or the only lights in my house, is these cell phone lights, because these children can't put these cell phones down. I told them to put them phone down because it's lighting outside. Getting still. Somebody The eldest still got their phone. I wonder why. Do they want me to get struck by lightning in my own bed? Do they not want me to go to work tomorrow? I wonder if my children got the same traits I got from my dad as far as this dead weather. Because the night of the storm, I done found out what's the real purpose and the real reason for the King's Abbey.